Hello, hello, beautiful souls. Today we are at Crescent Beach and it's so fascinating. We've watched so many eagles. I think there were 23 eagles right at the edge. Like it's a low tide, so we walk bare feet to help our electromagnetic field clears, and it's very healing to do earthing. So this is one of our new practice to connect to ground, Mother Earth. And it's just so beautiful here. It's paradise. And yeah, so I'm just feeling the calling to talk more. So this morning I finished the book Embers with amazing Richard Wagamese. And it reminded me of the spiritual energy of the sacred medicine. He was explaining the sweet grass, you know, his ritual when he wakes up, he lights a candle like around the dawn time and dusk. And the sweet grass reminds him of love, kindness and humility. So these are the virtues that are the wealth, the treasures of our meaningful life here on Mother Earth. And I love to treasure those teachings that Richard Wagamese created. He was able to write 16 books, born in 1955 and passed, transition to the spiritual domain on 2017. So yeah, I'm just sharing these treasures that I find along the way. When my son passed away, Tiffany read, I think, page 44 of his writing about relationships, that relationships changes, and it kind of like if we've lost our loved ones, it just means they are, you know, with us in the spiritual energy. Like when we sleep, we dream of them. When the music plays and it's their favorite music, we feel them. So these are the meaningful moments that we treasure. And as I go through this new timeline for myself on my 60th, it reminds me of the 10 decades that I've been here on Mother Earth and how I want to co-create these moments. So look at your co-creations, examine your conscience, if you had relationships that are meaningful, loving, cultivate your soul sisterhood, your friendship, your love for your children. No matter what, if there is anger, animosity, feelings of separation, feelings of pain from the past because of its trauma, we have to lift up our spirit, take the higher perspective, like the eagles are reminding us, to fly high. Reminding yourself that this is not personal. This is the collective pain of others, of our humanity, and how we can transcend our life and share the fruits of our pain, of our love to others. And we can always choose love, choose the higher path, send kindness to those who are hurting, to those who are brought into our path that has animosity, because we can trigger each one of us from our ancient past lives, karmic patterns, bondage, and just be centered and know that you have done no harm. This is their own path. This is their own journey. You cannot please everyone. So stay centered, balanced, and know that all is well. Everything passes away. But the experience, the moments, the connection in nature is so magical that it can transcend your stories. Be well and have a magical day. Happy New Moon in Pisces.